KTTK Dallas-Fort Worth, KTBK Sherman-Denison, KTDK Sanger. The old crotchety wolf, the lovable, huggable hammer, and abrasive and over-the-top Corby. This is The Hardline on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
She try to get him?
That's 453. We have a Super Bowl first here.
I've never seen this in all the Super Bowls that I've been through.
Yes, a participating player, a guy who will actually play in the game on Sunday, has been brought into the Radio Row area here and is doing interviews. I've never seen that
never
before.
Seen it either.
Hey, you've been to more of these things than me.
Willie McGinnis sitting 10 feet from us.
Yes.
Doing an interview. Is that a Charlotte station, Rob? Is that Charlotte?
No, I think that is in the New England area somewhere that they're at right now. Now, he was over there with the Pac-Man.
Right. Oh, that guy has so got nothing.
Who, the Pac-Man?
Oh, my God.
No, he does, too.
You know, if he worked at the Ticket, I guarantee you he could not work 2 o'clock, 2 a.m. to 5 o'clock. He is not that good. He cannot work deep nights.
Yeah?
He is not good enough to work at the Ticket from 2 a.m. to 5 a.m.
What's his name, though?
Oh, Packer.
And who's his dad?
Billy.
Right.
Which, you know what? His dad ain't that great either. You really want to get right down to it. I want to say that loud enough where he can hear me. I'm going to piss off the movie. He comes over here.
Which one is he?
He's in the blue shirt over there.
Acting like he's somebody.
Away. Now, we have made no secret, boys and girls, of the fact that we're having a little bit of a difficult time getting our arms around this game Sunday. I'm sure that when Sunday rolls around, I'll definitely be into it. But right now, it's got very little in the way of star power, very little in the way of appeal. And we told you yesterday that there's a greater than zero chance that we're not going to spend a whole lot of time this week talking about the game.
Well, unless you are from the respective cities, Charlotte or the New England area, why would you be talking about it on Tuesday?
There's nothing to talk about. I heard this dude over here a minute ago. They were talking about turnover ratios.
Well, they just said they were going to get somebody from the Baltimore Sun on to talk about the last time New England played Baltimore. I don't know. I don't know how they could do that.
It's just overanalyzation. It's just overhype, and it's just not good radio. It's not good radio at all. I'm sorry. It's not. I'm not saying we invented it, invented radio, or we're the best at it, but I think we've got a formula that a lot of these people need to check into, Raj.
Well, I don't know about it either, but apparently many of our colleagues around here on Radio Row are able to get their arms around the game and talk about it ahead of time. So we're going to play a little game now of who's talking football and who's not. And we've got Cobra hooked up with the wireless. Cobra, do you have us?
Yes, Mike, you have me.
You guys are 2 feet from each other.
Grego, can you see me?
Yeah, I mean, you're right there. I mean, I could kick you right in the nuts if I wanted to. I might do that.
Can you see me now?
Yeah.
Oh.
Now, a number of our radio colleagues are on the air at this moment, and what we're going to commission the Cobra to do is go up and down the row here and listen in on a few of these conversations, mm-hmm. and let's see who's talking football and mm-hmm. who's not.
Now, let's go ahead and throw out what we think is going to happen here. Let's make a prediction on how many people. There's probably 40 stations here.
Everybody's on the air.
No, there's another 40. I can go down there, though. Let's say that I get 20 stations who are actually on the air right now. How many out of 20 will be talking Super Bowl right now?
I think
Tuesday at 5 o'clock.
I think 17 will. I think 17 out of the 20. If we get 20, if we are able to eavesdrop on 20 stations, I think 17 of them will.
Now, let's qualify this. When I say Super Bowl, I mean this game, Super Bowls of past. Something Super Bowl related, not the city. I don't count Houston as Houston.
That's Super Bowl talk.
No.
I think they'll be talking football.
Football.
Of some kind. What do you think, Grego?
You know what? I'm going to jump on right on board with you. I'm going to say 17 or 18 too.
I'll say 15.
All right.
Because I can't fathom.
Okay, right. Okay, there's one right there. That's one for us, Ron. Because I guarantee you, Willie McGinnis and them, they're talking.
Well, let's see. Maybe not.
Oh, they will be. I'm gonna write this down too, Ron.
All we care about is this one game.
Okay, football.
Done.
There's one. Willie McGinnis cares about is this one game.
I wish everybody could have seen Corbin. He bent down like he was looking at a banner that they all signed.
Which okay. Go there and side later.
Okay, that's later. Now I'm going to go to sporting news.
Hey, where are you guys from? What city?
Providence.
Providence, Rhode Island.
One in Rhode Island.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Willie, kick some ass out there. Okay, we're counting on you.
All right.
Okay.
We're counting on you.
All right, we had Willie McGinnis on, Ron. Let's put that down.
Yes, we did.
That's our first guest.
He'll be number one on the top 10.
Okay,
they're not talking. Sporting News is not talking.
But maybe they're talking during the break about the game.
Who is that guy? I know that guy.
That's Tim Brando.
Tim Brando. He is about as generic as you can get.
Let's see what they're talking about. Nasty was just right by me.
Oh, and he's
okay,
yeah,
they're
he's a good guy, huh?
All right, let's go find someone who's on the air. You're on Radio Row.
Right there. Those two guys right there.
Friends. Having fun.
Okay.
Having fun.
You want these two right here?
Yeah. Those
okay.
Two guys right there.
They're not on the air.
No, everybody's on break.
What is the deal? Everybody's just
top of the hour.
Okay, here's a station.
You know, they have to go away for news.
Hammer and Hank Goldberg.
Oh, the Hammer.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Hammer.
Okay.
They're not on the air.
Boy, if they're on the air, you can't tell what they're doing.
All right, let's see here. Now, these people are on the air. Oh, they're talking. Well, this is a given. This is one for y'all. Listen up.
Wasn't it?
He wasn't going anywhere.
Ah.
He just wanted more money.
Absolutely. Okay, that's football.
It's Chris Mortensen.
Okay, that's two. Two for two.
All right, let's eavesdrop on what's going on back here.
Somehow, I don't think we're going to be able to get 20 stations.
Oh, we will, because we got the other place down here at the other end of the hall.
980 Sports Talk.
Where's that out of? Just ask somebody.
Okay, I will. Well, they're not on the air right now.
Cora.
Snake.
What do people do around here? They take breaks all the time?
Yeah, and they do it on time, which is so annoying. Listeners hate it when you take breaks on time. It's a proven fact.
I'm here to go talk to a big fat lady just to spice things up around here. Let me go ask who this guy is.
Big fat lady.
Wait. She's a great big fat person.
Say hello to Nasty.
Hey, Nasty. All right, screw these people. Our section sucks.
Well, everybody's about to go on the air.
They are?
Yeah.
So everyone goes on the air at the same time.
You know what? It's the top of the hour, and it's about to be 5 after.
Their clock is a lot different than ours.
So you think everyone's going on the air
right now? They adhere to theirs.
Right. Most people, they go to that old, tired-ass radio adage that at the top of the hour, you got to stop down for.
Updates, tickers.
And homos.
A-holes. Lesbos.
Why don't we do ours at 10?
Just to be different?
No, just to be smart.
Okay, let's see.
Everybody else in town is breaking at the top of the hour.
Let me ask these guys where they're from. Hey, man, where y'all from?
Charlotte, North Carolina.
Oh, you are?
Oh.
Okay, cool.
That's the Pac-Man.
Yeah.
That's the Pac-Man and his crew.
Right here in the blue?
Yeah.
Oh, God, he looks just like his dad, Billy Cox.
Yeah, that's the Pac-Man.
Wow. Are they getting ready to talk football?
Ask him.
Who's the Pac-Man?
It's Billy Packer's son.
It's Billy Packer's son. He does a show.
Hey, are y'all?
His other son's called Fudge.
Are y'all getting ready to talk that football?
Yeah, in about 30 seconds.
Who's this guy over here to your right?
LeBron Kirkland.
And who's the other guy over there? Oh, they're coming back on the air. I'm sorry.
That's LeBron Kirkland, that big guy.
Yeah. So and this
huge.
Here, listen up.
He's back from Philadelphia, still looking for bright lights. Ricky Manning Jr., the Carolina Panthers, how are you?
Good. That's Ricky Manning.
3 for 3.
Wow.
From Carolina, the guy that...
Yeah, the guy that had 3 interceptions.
Yeah.
I've never seen this. This is amazing. That's 3 for 3, my friend.
All right. Right.
Greg, they love the Super Bowl.
Yeah, they do.
Oh, my God.
All right. Let's go back here.
Piss somebody off for me.
Okay, Grego.
What? Ron, don't you think you should piss somebody off?
Hold on.
He can. And we know he can.
Hey, man, where are you guys from?
Los Angeles.
L.A.? Are you getting ready to go back on the air?
KPRC. A minute.
KPRC?
A minute. What Fox affiliate is? What's your station calls letter? What?
690 Los Angeles, 690-1150, XTRA.
Ask them if they know Mike Thompson.
Do you know Mike Thompson?
Mike Thompson.
Yeah. The laddie? The big fat guy?
No, Mike.
Do you call him the laddie?
I know him, yes.
Do you guys call him the laddie?
He doesn't know who's Mike Thompson.
You know him?
Do I know him? I know him well.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Do you hate program our station? Do you
hate
him?
That's where Big Joe is.
I don't hate anybody. Who's that? Corby?
Yeah.
I don't hate anybody.
Okay. Where's Giant Joe?
You guys from Dallas?
Yeah.
Oh, you're that overrated station in Dallas I compete against every night.
Overrated.
You compete against us? How do you compete against us?
I kill you guys every night.
Oh, really?
Everyone's tuning into me.
It's too bad that ratings don't really matter at night.
Ever since Bruce Gilbert left, now they're all listening to me at night. You guys got to get your game going. You compete against me at night. You got to program someone better.
Ask Nobody cares who, about nighttime.
Ask him who the hell he is.
Us at nighttime. That's the problem. You guys don't care about nighttime radio.
Okay, kick some ass.
Who the hell was that?
I don't know.
Did you get his name?
Where do people know so much about radio? How do they know that Bruce Gilbert and Mike Thompson and all that stuff?
Him kicking the guy's ass at night. Because the ticket... It's a lot better known nationwide than it is in Dallas. That's why.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, here we go. We're coming into another station. Just y'all be careful.
Nobody's in the NFL.
Andy is from...
maybe certain parts.
Andy's from Bethesda.
I live in Bethesda.
That's not football.
What if he had, you know what? Let him get going. That's Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
God, what if he had to put up with those annoying accents all the time?
Hey, what station is this?
Is it TEM?
WTEM.
Yeah. From
Sports Talk 980 out of Washington, D.C.
Oh, okay, cool. Are you guys here going to talk football?
Talking everything.
Talking everything? Are you an all-encompassing sports station?
Yes.
You are, so you don't just talk straight sports?
No, we do talk straight sports.
Oh, you do? So you're not an all-encompassing radio station?
No, I'm sorry, I misunderstood your question.
No, you didn't thought I meant all sports. I just mean, like, everything in general.
Yeah, no, we just strictly sports.
Okay. I
volunteer to do e-news for.
Who's this guy right here in the orange, the black guy?
Tahani Jones.
That's what we thought. So you're going to really talk with Tahani about football?
Football? Yes. Okay, football. That'd be 4 for 4.
I volunteer to do e-news, Cobra.
If you guys need an entertainment reporter, are you looking for one right now?
I'm an engineer. I'm a contractor.
Am I talking to the wrong human?
Probably.
A contractor from where?
I'm from L.A.
Okay, and they sent you in here from L.A. to deal with a Maryland station?
I'm actually here with Fox Sports Radio and Jim Rome out of L.A.
Great.
But I've contracted. They're an affiliate. So
ask him if he hates Jim Rome.
How bad do you hate Jim Rome? Be honest, because he's not listening.
Jim Rome's great.
Seriously,
great.
Just don't lie to me.
Seriously.
Really?
Seriously.
Do you have a good-looking wife?
Yes.
You ever hit on her?
Have I what?
You ever hit on her?
No.
Big cans?
No comment.
Come on now, no one knows.
No comment.
Okay. All right. I won't bother you anymore. Congratulations. You're a fine engineer.
Okay, that'd be 4 for 4, Corby.
I don't know if they were talking football. They were talking about Maryland. Living in Maryland.
About football players. That's football they're talking about. 4 for 4.
All right, more of this. And why did Cobra let the guy from Los Angeles push him around like that next here on The Ticket?